What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Yeah! It's a WIP afternoon show. With Ike, Spike, and Fritz as we what? Take commando? Is that what we're saying? I'm not wearing underwear, Ike! How you feeling?
I'm feeling pretty good, Brother Spike. Listen, we find ourselves in the NFC Championship game. Fritzy, only thing that matters is winning football. And understand, that's what we have lining up under center. Holla at your boy.
I've echoed the same sentiment you just threw out all year long.
Yeah, that's what you've been.
I totally agree, baby.
Winner!
NFC Championship week.
Yes. Oh, boy. In Philadelphia. Who'd have thought? Who'd have thought? Certainly not me. Big show today. Jordan Mailata is going to join us at 4, and it is Tuesday, so we get one full hour of Elliott Shore Parks at 3 o'clock. Yeah, Tuesdays with Elliott. Of course, we'll have the top 5 at 5. We got a pair of tickets to go see Coheed and Cambria. Big show. Here's what I'm thinking, Ike.
What are you thinking?
So I was taking my walk this morning. It was 7 degrees. I was bundled up. 90-minute walk, 7 degrees. A lot of clothes wearing. And I was thinking about this year's Eagles team and where we are compared to where I thought we would be. And I think right now, I would look at this season, and I'm not just talking about the head coach. I'm talking about overall, that this is the single best coaching performance in Philadelphia sports as long as I've been alive. And here's how I think about it. First, let's take the head coach, Nick Sirianni. And I think this is part of it in that he came into this season basically publicly neutered, right? Ownership thought about replacing him. They went and hired coordinators on their own. The questions coming into this year were what does he do? And that was even a hard question to answer in a press conference. And it felt like, even though he was not a lame duck contractually, it felt like he was sort of a lame duck overall. And so he comes into the year this way. And then we start off 2-2, sort of uneven. And we have that bye week after the disaster against the Bucs. And he takes the meeting with the offensive line. And the offensive line feels comfortable enough to go to Nick Sirianni and say, we should change the offense. And what does Nick do? Nick listens and changes the offense in a way that spurs the team on to a giant winning streak. And the season was also not without, you know, trauma and was not without controversy. He created this, but the controversy after the Browns week, how did they respond? They responded by winning 28-3, right? Mm-hmm. There was the controversy. So there's controversy going into the bye. Then there's a controversy the Brown week. Then there was the disaster week after the Jalen AJ comments and Brandon Graham show. And once again, we have this whole thing with the quarterback and the wide receiver. And what do? They come out the next week against the Pittsburgh Steelers. They win the game. So from a head coaching standpoint, I think it's a great performance, but it doesn't just stop there. We have Vic Fangio, a defense that we thought would be mid-pack. Actually, not just thought would be mid-pack, we were hoping the defense would be mid-pack this year. We were hoping that the defense would just be good enough that with our high-powered offense, we would be able to win games because the defense was just good enough. Well, what do we have here? We have a defense that is number one across the board. A defense that is built around their biggest offseason signing, by the way, as far as money, was an edge rusher who doesn't even play. So a defense that does have stars. Jalen Carter is a star, of course, but one-year contracts and rookies. We have two rookies playing in the defensive backfield. Yeah. We have a guy in a one-year deal that was brought in as a basically a special teamer and an extra linebacker that is now an all-pro. Mm-hmm. And by the way, this might be the best coaching job of Vic Fangio's career. Because I know Vic Fangio is a great defensive coordinator, but you look through his history, it's not like it's number one defense after number one defense after number one defense. There's a lot in the teens, stuff like that. So Vic Fangio, an incredible performance from him. And, you know, he's last, but I don't think Kellen Moore shouldn't be mentioned here. Because Kellen Moore also came in with one idea of how this offense was going to look, and also had to adjust on the fly, you know, and had to sort of put his ego away and say, well, I'm not going to be able to show off all of my offensive coordinator chops. Mm-hmm. And here we sit after a 14-3 regular season with a home NFC championship game. Not only that, the favorites to win the Super Bowl. With all of that chaos, all of that doubt, everybody performs, everybody comes to play, and that's why I say that this, in terms of my lifetime, I think is the best coaching performance I've seen in Philadelphia.
Oh, man. Well, I tell you.
I'm sorry.
It's pretty good. No, it's pretty good. Pretty good, man. It's pretty convincing. Listen, yep. And I'm with you because I like this coaching staff, and I like everything these guys have done and what they're going to do moving forward, hopefully. And that is the key part of what I just said. Moving forward, hopefully. There are still a couple of hurdles they have to get over. They're not there yet. They're not. This isn't a better coaching slash managerial job that the Skip Charlie Manuel did in 2008 that led to a World Series when no one expected it. Just their second year back in the playoffs after not even winning a playoff game the year before. No one expected them to go on the World Series championship run they went on that year. I can't necessarily put it past the year that Doug Peterson, along with Frank Reich and Jim Schwartz, put together in their second year together and went on and brought us a championship. And yes, I know it was their second year that got them to the title. I understand that, and this is the first year of this coaching staff. It's not the first year for Nick Sirianni. It's the first year for the assistant coaches. I get that. This team also is not devoid of talent. And expectations do matter. Now, while we may not have expected them to be 14-3 this year, being a very good football team with the amount of talent they had, they certainly weren't expected to be the little engines that could this year. And I don't even know if I would put this year at this point in front of, and I'm just going in recent memory, 2022 year that Rob Thompson had with the Phillies when he took over after Joe Girardi was fired in the middle of the season and the team was below 500 and that team got within two games of being World Series champions. None of us saw that coming. And by the way, that still may be the greatest postseason run I've seen from any team in my time of being here in Philadelphia. And it didn't even lead to a title. But when you think about the dramatics and the home runs that were hit by some of those key players, man, what a run in 2022 that was. They got to finish this thing, Spike. They got to finish it. They have to finish it. Sunday is the next hurdle that needs to be crossed. Because here's the thing. You don't win Sunday, and we're not saying how great of a coaching year this was. I mean, we'll say it was a very good coaching year, and it was a good year.
Certainly not the Monday afterwards, I will tell you that.
It will not be. It will be we fell short of expectations. Now, fair or unfair, we're not at the beginning of the season anymore. This isn't August where everybody is just hopeful. We've seen enough football, and we know what to expect, and you're one of the four teams that are left. And the fact that you just pointed out that they're the favorite, to win now. High expectations come with that. You got to finish the deal. And at minimum, you better get in the Super Bowl. And we want to see it. We want you to win it. But you damn sure better not go in there and lay an egg.
Now, I want to be clear. I want them to win the Super Bowl. And I think them winning the Super Bowl changes the historical context of the way we look at this coaching staff. But to me...
Sure, it puts them in the context of what you're putting them in before they won it.
Well, so...
It can't be great without getting there and winning it.
To me, these expectations are only there because of the job they did, which is why I think it's already the best coaching job. There's no way I would have considered that we would have been a home NFC Championship game favorites to win the Super Bowl when this year started. And I know there were some...
That's less of what they did and what Washington has done.
Well, but they're still there.
Well, no, but I'm saying being home for the NFC title game and being favored. They wouldn't be if Washington hadn't beaten Detroit.
That's fair, but we're here. We're here.
And that's why the expectations are what they are now.
But I think the great job they've done has created the expectations, which is why I sort of separate them from having to win it. I want to be clear, because I know there's people are going to yell at me, but you don't care if they win the Super Bowl. I care if they win the Super Bowl. I want to be clear. But I already think that job, the job that I'm talking about has already been cemented to me.
Nah. Nah, there's no way. There's no way. And you there's no way. And here's why I say that. The example of the Detroit Lions. I guarantee you, they were feeling that way too. And they don't feel that way now. They feel like a lost opportunity was there. They feel like, man, how are we going to get back here next year? We got to do this all over again. And we haven't even gotten to the Super Bowl. They're still one of the four teams, I believe, that used to be the count. Four teams used to be Cleveland, Detroit, Jacksonville. We've been now be the Houston Texans are the four teams that have never played in the Super Bowl.
Okay.
I think those are the four that have never played. I might be missing one, but I think those are the four who never played in the Super Bowl. And so Detroit still doesn't even know what that feels like to play in a Super Bowl. It's a wasted opportunity. And that's the way I'm with you in theory. I love what this coaching staff has done with this team this year. But they have increased the expectation, and what comes with that is when you don't meet those expectations, yeah, 3-4 months from now, you may look back fondly on this. But to me, this is a blown opportunity. And now, I said this before Detroit lost, it's even a greater missed opportunity if you don't get there and win it, right? Like, it's even a greater missed opportunity. It's almost lining up for you perfectly to win this thing. We got one in our trophy case. I don't want to hear this is the sixth time we've hosted the NFC Championship game.
Yeah, hang a
more
banner
than any other NFC. All that stuff don't matter. All that means is those are more opportunities that we blew. And I was a part of four of them, so I'm not leaving myself out of there. I was on teams that was part of four of them that we blew. Yeah, that's all this becomes, is that, yeah, you guys blew multiple opportunities to win multiple championships. They got to take care of business this year. We're not playing around, Spike.
215-559.
I'm not letting this go, man.
I got you. And when are you going to bring up the Eric Dickerson record? Is that going to be
it's
a
coming later, okay. It's coming later, man. It's coming later. Not in the first segment.
All right. 215-592-9494. Is this the greatest coaching job in Philadelphia sports history, Jack?
If they lose this weekend, which we all hope they don't, this is going to look ridiculous. You can't lose in the NFC Championship game and think this is the best coaching job of all time. Jim Fregosi, Larry Brown, Doug Peterson. All three better coaching jobs than Nick Sirianni in this
just because day. They won a championship.
Well, Jim Fregosi
didn't even win one.
Yeah, Jim Fregosi
didn't either.
Wait a minute. How is Jim Fregosi's best?
Because that team was the last place team in 1992, and then they went to the World Series. I mean, that's going from nothing to 90-some wins.
Can we have a separate show where we talk about baseball managers, except rather than including them in this, the real conversation about coaching?
Well, Nick Sirianni's a baseball manager.
What? No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
No, he's not.
Yeah. Like Fangio's not. Fangio's actually
right.
But come on. He's basically a baseball man.
No, he's not.
What's he all right, never mind.
All right. 215.
Positive day. Positive day.
All right. 215-592-9494. Is this the greatest coaching job in Philly sports history? Starting us off, world champion, Corey in Columbus.
Oh, national
You're on
champion.
National champion. You're on WIP. How does it feel, hey, Corey, to win a national championship and still lose to Michigan?
Hey, man, it feel good.
Okay.
Hey, man, it feel good. Look, listen.
What are you, were you out all last night? Were you yourself some
up,
dude, bro?
Wake
Did
up.
You just wake up?
I'm about to get two championships. See, I was a little bit misled by the question. I thought it was in Eagles history. I didn't know it was Philadelphia sports. So
yeah.
I'm going to change my answer. So I'm going to say no. First of all, let me y'all told me, hold up. Y'all told me the quarterback 19th. How is this not a great coaching job? I know people in the station said we got like the 19th ranked quarterback, 20th ranked quarterback. How this coaching job not good or top like a great coaching job if the quarterback not good? See, I see what people, and Spike ain't even the one doing this. Jack told me the quarterback not good, so I'm confused. Like,
well, he gets credit for coaching around a subpar player. Yeah.
If you put a Twitter poll out, people gonna be like Nick Foles better than Hurts, which that ain't true. People gonna say Wentz better than Hurts, that ain't true. So I mean, the way I look at it is, this season is it a great coaching job? Yes, but you got to finish the deal. You cannot lose to the Washington Commanders on Sunday. To a rookie quarterback. Imagine having the talent that we have and letting Josh McDaniel or whatever his name is, Jaden Daniels, walk up in Philadelphia and our field and go to the Super Bowl with the Jaguars. We got Sirianni. Man, that's
That would go down as one of the worst coaching jobs with the talent you got. Like, you can't allow that to happen, man. It's Philadelphia. I thought you were confident,
Corey. Look, you're talking about maybe losing to the Commanders. I got Mr. Hype over here, worried about losing the Commanders on Tuesday.
I'm telling you, he's hungover from last night.
Yeah, he sounds like it.
Let me tell you what's going on. I'm giving you the answer to the question today. See, I'm not going to be doing all that screaming, yelling. My voice a little bit ain't there today, but I'm letting you know we going to the Super Bowl, baby. Yo, but listen, Michael Jordan, he I don't even see that. See, you trying to throw me off the topic. You know, the topic is to talk about the coach. See, don't see. He trying to throw me off. You know, I'm focusing on the topic today. Cause see, that's what you do. You throw them little jabs in there, and you be getting these callers calling up here, yelling at you, talking about just down the third, and you be one. Why are we talking about Jalen? Our topic today is about coaching.
I didn't mention Jalen once.
Take a deep breath.
You ain't going to throw me off. You ain't going to throw. Nope. See, we talking about the coaching job. If we do not beat Washington on Sunday, this is a terrible coaching job, but that ain't going to happen. Because we got the best coach in the league at the helm. And Andy Reid, we're going to get our payback. We're going to get our payback in 2-3 weeks, all right? So, like I said, Commanders on Sunday, I'm not even worried about them. That's like you know, Bloomsburg. Getting through Bloomsburg.
And then I agree.
We play, and then you go next week and play the Chiefs. You know, this is a championship. I'm going to go home with 2 chips this year. I'm going to put it guaranteed. What Charles Barkley be doing? Guarantee. I'm putting that Corey from Columbus guarantee on it. Rings, y'all. Go ahead and play your vacations. We bringing a chip to Philadelphia. Confetti going to be raining. Sirianni, he already the greatest coach in Eagles history.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, come on.
Right.
He's a Super Bowl appearance away from
what
I'm saying. That's two.
He needs a win.
Well, Andy didn't get a win.
I agree. He also doesn't have the longevity that Andy had here in 14 years. Yeah, going of excellent football, right? And he would have gone to the Super Bowl with 2 stacked rosters and don't get it done.
Stacked roster?
Well, I mean, he had a stacked roster in 22.
I mean, they was all right.
What? They were all right. Come on, man.
That defense ain't look that good.
Any coach that gets to 2 Super Bowls at this quarterback.
A franchise record for sacks was 70-plus sacks, man. Come on, man.
But again, no one's proud of that defense.
Hey, this roster right here, listen. Superman going to lead the charge.
I hope so. Because he's guess what? Listen, he's the one everybody's looking at right now.
Well, he's Saquon Superman, just for Corey's.
Yeah, sake. Not Michael Jordan, who is. Michael Jordan's Jalen. Superman is Saquon. Yes. Batman is AJ.
Yes. All right. Hey, what's Devonta?
Michael Jordan going to show up in the finals. So just know that.
Oh, well Michael Jordan. It'd be nice if he showed up eventually. Yeah. All right, Corey.
Oh, God.
We do have. A next question today, because we got tickets to give away. So here's what we got to give away. Pair of tickets to go see Coheed and Cambria and Taking Back Sunday, August 27th at the Highmark Skyline Stage at the Man in Philly. Very beautiful place to see a show. Tickets on sale at Ticketmaster.com. On this day in 1978, Saturday Night Fever went to number one, which was a star-making breakthrough performance from John Travolta. So for next question today, we'll get your sports point. At the end, we'll say next question. We want a breakthrough performance. And the best one will get the tickets to go see Coheed and Cambria. So Jack, do you want to start us off with a breakthrough? And it can be sports, it could be movies, it could be music, whatever it is, breakthrough performance.
Yes,
Jack.
So I was going to take a non-serious answer and say Herb's first call to this show where he says he's moving to Florida and he's done with us, but we've never talked to him in our life. That's a breakthrough performance if I've ever seen one. But my real answer... How about Matt Damon in Good Will Hunting?
Oh, that's a big... He didn't have one before that? I guess not. That
not
is
notable,
his breakthrough
but...
performance. Yeah. That's a good one. Yeah. I have mine. Do you want me to give mine or do you want to give yours? Breakthrough performance.
Yeah, I can go with one. I got one better than that. Who'd you go with?
Matt Damon and Good Will Hunting.
Yeah, give me a break, Matt Damon.
Oh,
okay. Good Will.
Oh, awesome. All right. Well, let me guess. Tupac and whatever.
No, we're not going Tupac. We're going with another brother.
Okay.
We're going with Denzel Washington in Glory.
Oh, that's a good one, too.
That's one you need to go check out.
Yeah, that is a... Now, is that breakthrough?
Because he won a...
Did he win an Academy Award
Oscar,
for that?
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
As a co-star. Okay. Oh, what do you call it? Supporting actor.
Yeah. Okay, so here's mine. And we've mentioned it before. I believe you've even mentioned it before. Brad Pitt and Thelma and Louise.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I mean, that... It put him on the map.
Breakthrough, yeah.
It put him on the map. So that is the breakthrough performance that I've got.
And Jack, since you disrespect... The GOAT?
Who?
And Tupac?
Never.
Yeah, breakthrough performance, Juice.
Oh, yes. Wasn't about Tupac. I just wondered if you could think of an, if you have a different answer.
Yes, other than Tupac, I know it.
There's a great performance from Tupac.
See?
This is his best. Was that okay?
Think it was his best acting job.
Okay, so the three acting jobs I would put up there for Tupac are Poetic Justice, Above the Rim, and Juice.
Okay,
so
you gotta go gang related.
Oh, gang related is a good one too.
Gridlocked
is a cool movie. Tim Roth, is that who's in that movie?
Yes, sir. And Danny
Newton. That's a cool movie too. Now, Juice is my favorite Tupac performance.
Yes, because that's the one that introduced him to us.
Yes, yeah. I wonder if Poetic Justice might be the best one. Nah, Juice is the best one. Yeah, Juice would have to be the best
one. I'm with you with Juice.
All right. Okay, so is this the greatest single coaching performance in Philadelphia sports history? 215-592-9494. And for next question today, give us a breakthrough performance. The winner gets tickets to go see Coheed at the Skyline Stage at The Man in August. Coming up next, Ike, we do have another disastrous Eagles chant in Philadelphia.
And it wasn't Ike this time.
It was not you, Ike. It was not a WIP employee.
Yeah, we're off the hook.
Yes, we're off the hook on this one. But this one is bad. That is coming up next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. That's what this show is about. Yes. People always tell me, man, you're just about love and happiness. It's the WIP Afternoon Show.
PVOs, baby. Positive vibes only.
Yes. Ike, Spike, and Fritz. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Valentine's Day is coming. Closer than you think, actually. If you're thinking about getting engaged, shop the home team at Mark's, your engagement destination online at marks-jewelers.com. Here is the question. Ike, is the job this Eagles coaching staff has done this year the best singular coaching season in Philly sports history? Yes or no? What do we think the response is so far?
I'm going to go with no.
Okay.
But it's close. I'll go no. 63%.
Very close. No, 65%.
Wow.
Yeah. Yes, 35%. So it is. It is very close. I say yes. Ike says no.
I started to go high 50s, and I say, you know what? Let me go over 60s.
Not only did Jack put Doug ahead of it, he put Jim Fregosi
and Larry Brown.
And Larry Brown.
Well,
hold on.
The Larry Brown year. That's a good.
Yeah.
And a similar thing between him and
the NBA Finals.
Yeah. He got their ass kicked in the NBA Finals.
Okay.
Well, they had this type of squad.
Well, that's a good truth. It's true. Yes. It's true.
And listen, you discredit Fregosi all you want. I'll get all the 93 Phils to call in and talk about that. Maybe just like our guys.
Yes. There you go.
Yes. Just our guys.
Yes. So there was a. We love. Failed Eagles chants on this show. We love great Eagles chants, but we also love failed Eagles chants. And, you know, we had Devin's in the morning. We have Chuck's famous one with 17 E's in it. Even our very own Ike Reese was exposed last week with a failed Eagles chant. So Philadelphia Mayor Sherelle Parker, boy, did she misfire this week. Here's what it sounded like.
Let me hear you all say E-L-E-S-E-S, Eagles! Let's go, Bird!
Did we have an E-L-G-S start off? Olgs.
Let me hear it one more time.
E-L-E-S-E-S, Eagles!
She knew when she said L, she messed it up.
She was lost.
Yeah, she's like, oh, God, it can't be L this quick. Yeah. Yes.
And, you know, when that happens, here's a piece of advice. I haven't screwed up an Eagles chant. I'm sure I will in my life at some point. If you screw up there and you're the only person doing it, acknowledge it, laugh, restart.
Just start it over. Yeah, you may as well do a do-over right then and there.
There's no catching up when you have L at the second one. Yes. Because then every letter is out
of order. Every letter is out of order, yes.
There's no way you're saving it.
E-L-E-S-E-S, Eagles!
Shut up, Jack.
You can't go E-L-E-S either.
I did not go E-L-E-S.
That's not what the tape says. All right.
Yeah, Mayor? Mrs. What is it? Is it your honor? How do you address the mayor? Mayor Parker? Just go with Mayor Parker?
Yeah, go Mayor Parker.
All right. Yeah, you got to just hit the reset button immediately. Yep. Hit the reset button immediately and say, well, let me start that one over again. I don't want to be a meme. Like, yeah, poke a little fun at yourself right there.
Yeah, what if she said, I don't want to be on the afternoon show on WIP?
Yeah.
Like, come on.
Right.
Know
better.
Your city. We're number one. I mean, holy cow.
By the way,
what
Mayor.
We do.
By the way, Mayor, if you happen to be listening or somebody or staff is listening, you'd
they
love
definitely
to,
are.
If you'd like to do it correctly.
We, oh, yes.
You can call the show.
Yes.
We will that way we will have a
great
good
idea,
one to play.
Spike. Great idea.
You're more than welcome to call the show. We'll let you do it. We'll do it with you. Everything and then that one will be wiped out of history.
I would say this because here's the thing. People that work under her, you know, whether it's people in City Hall, on the council, obviously our officers that are out there protecting and serving, they all are in cars. And they listen to WIP.
They have to be. This week.
Get the word back to the mayor that right here, the Ike, Spike, and Fritz show, we got a chance to correct this.
Yes.
We do. We want to do it right here. Great. That's a great suggestion,
because
Spike.
Again,
it was your idea.
Because again, Mayor Parker,
yes.
It's not going anywhere. I mean, listen to this.
Oh. Whoa. She got two S's in there, too.
Yes. That's...
We got Ulxess.
Here's why I want you to call. Because I know you're a highly intelligent woman, man.
Well, we know you can spell eagles.
We know you can spell eagles, man. Yeah. We got to get this off of you.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, goodness.
You were so enthused with it, too. Like, she was like, I'm telling you, you can hear. When she said L, she knew she messed up. But you can't, you forget where I'm at now. It's like, okay, where am I at now? I done missed the letter. And I think that's what Chuck did. Chuck started going with sounds.
Yeah.
He knew he had messed the letter. He knew he missed the letter. He just started going with
You know what he was doing? He was doing the thing like when you're singing a song and you don't quite know the words. And you're going,
I do it all the time.
Yes, we all do it. It happens to the best of us.
Yes.
Happy birthday, Ruth Taylor.
All right. 215-592-9494.
Mayor Parker.
Yes.
The phone lines are yours.
The phone lines are yours.
It was a call.
Yeah. Louis in Nebraska.
Oh, Louis.
You're on WIP.
Is this Big Louis or this is the son, Louis?
Yeah, we actually have them both on the line.
Yeah,
so this
both
is Louis.
Ready to go. The whole family's here. Where's Shane at?
Yeah.
What's up, fellas?
What's up, Louis?
What's up, Louis?
Before I get into my point today, I just want to say, because this is a worldwide show, everybody needs to go to Chickies and Pizza. I met the crew for the first time. The reason why this show is number one in Philly is because these are the guys you want to hang out with. These are the guys for the delegation. This is like the barbershop talk. The reason why we love this show is because it's entertaining. They make great points, some better than others.
Hey.
And I just really appreciate you guys. So from the bottom of my heart, for the city of Philadelphia, I just want to thank you guys for what you do. That's the first thing.
That's very kind of you.
Yeah, thank you,
Louis. Yeah, thank you.
And you brought us gifts.
Yeah, I got a hat from Louis yesterday.
Golf balls.
Thank you,
brother. That's awesome.
Now let's get into the point of the day. some may say that the Napoleon was the best general in war history. Okay, the reason why he was the best general is because he led from the front lines. The character. The leadership that he got from his soldiers, you can see that on Napoleon. That's at least what I read in school.
Oh,
okay?
Yeah.
And Nick Sirianni has the same thing. Now, the reason why I'm hoarse is because I was yelling in the snow on Sunday. I was there at the most historic playoff game in Eagles history, and I saw it, okay? I saw how they came out firing. I saw how they was a little against the ropes, but they didn't quit. You know what I mean? And this is what this team is going to do. Now, listen. Me being a professional, you know, ain't nothing to cakewalk around here. You take nothing for granted. This rookie quarterback ain't no rookie. I'm sorry to tell you. The stats may say otherwise. You see what I'm saying? So let's get down to business as they know they are, because, listen, us fans, we eating donuts. We're not working out. We wish we had a six-pack. We taking those Ozempic, all that good stuff. You know what I mean?
Huh?
These guys are grinding, okay? And we know we're going to come out with the victory.
Well, I hope so. I hope so.
And lips to their ears.
Yeah,
God's ears, I should say.
I'm not starting the worry today, even though inside it's there. I'm going to start that tomorrow. So, but
picks
I hope
up a little
so.
Bit as the week goes on.
Yes, yeah. I get more and more anxious as the week goes on.
Yeah,
yeah, but real quick, the reason why I have no concern is not because I'm a fan, but because I'm a professional. And look, Jalen Hurts and my boy Jake, even though he's missing kicks, you can see how under pressure-packed moments, he kicked it through in the heaviest of snow. Because I was there, right?
Yeah.
Nothing better than live.
You were there.
So listen, just because he misses them doesn't mean you need to discredit him, okay? Mm-hmm. How many players are in the NFL? How many players?
Over 1,700.
1,700.
That's not that much, you know. Seems like pretty easy to make. 1,700?
I'm a golfer. I'm going to say here first. I'm a golfer. I'm going to make it to the PGA Tour one day so I can see me on ESPN.
That's right.
That's even smaller. So you have to understand, no matter how bad it may look, he's the best in the world, and you got to have faith in that. Fellas, let's go, Birds. I appreciate your time. I love you guys.
All right, Louis.
All
right,
love
thanks,
it,
man.
Brother.
There he is. Good
I
call
need,
from Louis.
I need Louis on the PGA Tour. Imagine the for the show.
Oh, yeah. It would be a huge content opportunity for us.
I mean, they have sponsors on their shirts.
Yes.
Like, we could get an Ike, Spike, and Fritz
something. Well, we'd have to pay for it, I think.
No, it sounds like a friend thing.
You think you'd do a complimentary?
Yeah.
Free sponsorship?
I think
on
so.
On Louis? From the, how good is he? Is there a chance he'd ever be on the PGA Tour?
I think so.
Yeah? He seems pretty young.
He's in the 60s.
Okay.
Not like age.
Age. I was like, that's not that young.
Yeah. Which seems impossible.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. Is this the best coaching job in Philly sports history? Oh, OG Wade. You're on WIP. What's up, OG?
What's up, fellas? How we doing today?
How you doing, brother?
OG.
Yeah, living a dream, man. You know, it's all good, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, these are the glory days here. You know, I think, what's the question of the day?
Oh, bro.
Here we go.
Yeah.
I'm trying to rock.
So disrespectful
ship,
to the show. Like, you think you just run the whole thing.
Well, watch this. I'm going to put OG Wade on hold so he can think about what the question of the show is. Big Lou, you're on WIP.
That's a power move, Spike. I love it.
Well,
that, man.
Look, man, you got to show us respect. He called, right? What are you calling about? I don't know. You know, it's not his show.
That's why I always have to make my notes before I come on, so I can make the family look good as well.
Dude, I appreciate that. I appreciate being prepared, Big Lou.
So Lou was right. Meeting you guys yesterday was a great experience, and we really appreciate you. We really do. I'm going to give you some – oh, first off, Billy Cunningham's championship 82-83 was pretty impactful.
Yep.
Yeah, it was. What do you say about that, Spike?
Well, it was. So, I would say it's a little bit harder for me to think about that because I was 6 years old when it happened.
Right.
So I didn't, you know.
And you don't respect history like I do.
I do respect history. And my, you know, my first inclination is go, well, that team was super talented, but this team is also super talented, mm-hmm. right? So.
That wasn't his first year of coaching, though, was it?
Billy Cunningham? No,
okay.
It was not. So,
and you think about it, they lost to the Lakers the year before.
Yep.
So for them to bounce back was really big.
Yeah, and you know, looking back on it, and you know, if Eagles win the Super Bowl this year, I don't think it'll be a Saquon is what people remember about this year in terms of just like looking back in 83, I think people look at Moses, right? I mean, like
right.
people
I hear a lot more Moses than I do Doc.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Now, basketball is weird. I think generally basketball coaches don't get as much credit because it's so talent dependent.
Right.
But
you
win a championship and you beat the Showtime Lakers, it certainly has to be a good coaching performance, right?
Yeah. So let me just give you five keys to the win. I know you'll appreciate this. So they'll have to use – Vic is going to use basically the same model they used to contain Lamar Jackson and they're running back, whatever his name, Henry.
Derrick Henry,
yeah.
So once they commit to the pressure and they maintain the edges, don't let them get outside, they use a spy technique, they use zone coverage and confuse Jackson as far as it cut off a lot of his options and where he could...
Daniels.
No, I'm saying when they played the Ravens.
Oh, okay. What they did. Okay. Right. Yes.
So Vic really confused him and cut off a lot of his options. He also disguised a lot of blitz packages and was able to really kind of mix it up. And because of the strong run defense we have, once we shut down the run, they're going to go into panic mode and they're going to have to toss the ball up just like the Rams did. And once that happens, things start to fall apart. And that's where we're going to win the game. That's where we're going to really take care of business.
Well, and hopefully, the way is very hard to tell, but because Lamar Jackson obviously had a great year. But man, this year, as far as a passer goes, Jaden Daniels has been like, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't give a damn if he runs around for 100 yards Sunday. Throwing is what hurt us.
Yeah.
The running is not what hurt us in the last two games that we played against him. He didn't run very much in the first game. He made some key runs late in that game. He threw 5 touchdowns in that game.
Right. Yeah. So.
Yeah, but I think we'll learn from that. I think that we'll mix some things up. Vic is smart enough that he'll mix some things up and he'll confuse him and he'll give him some different looks. And I think he'll cough it up. That's what I'm looking forward to.
All right. Well, listen, he did throw a couple interceptions in that last game.
Yeah.
So he did throw it. He hadn't thrown many interceptions all year. He had 2 of them in that game.
Yeah. Is he throwing 5 or 6 interceptions?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
And you do have the best show on. It's not patronizing. We really believe that.
Oh, well, thank
appreciate
you.
It, brother.
I know, but thank you. Yeah. Do you want to give us a breakthrough performance in honor of John Travolta's in Saturday Night Fever, which hit #1 in 1978?
Al Pacino in The Godfather.
Oh, you kidding me? Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, that is.
That's a breakthrough performance.
Thank you, Big
Lou. Yes, sir.
That's a great one.
Yeah.
That's a
breakthrough
great
right there. Although by the time I saw it, he'd been acting
a bit of 20 big star.
Years.
Yes.
Hey, we all agree he sucks, right? I mean,
yes.
Pacino.
Well, in most roles, yes.
Brutal.
Not in that role.
Not in Scarface.
Yeah. Not in Scarface.
You would like Scarface.
I'd probably like Scarface.
Yeah. You ever seen Scarface still?
Nah. I'll get there.
Oh, dude, I just watched it during our. I got into a lot of movies I hadn't seen.
Oh, during our break?
Yeah, during our break, yeah.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. We'll see if OG Wade has collected himself right after I tell you about Colonial Hyundai. Great news on Colonial Hyundai. Perhaps you've driven by recently and noticed they were like under construction. They were doing their business out of sort of a satellite office. That's because they were making the dealership even better. They rebuilt the entire thing. John Ashdell did. The cars are and the staff at Colonial is now there in their beautiful new location to make sure everything is better for you. Buying is better. Leasing is better. Servicing is better than faster, easier, better than ever. Right now, effortless to buy, trade, or upgrade at Colonial Hyundai. They're going to give you more for your trade than anyone. Consistently recognized for it. A guaranteed $6,500 no matter what condition it's in. You want a Kona, they've got it. Palisade, they've got it. Santa Fe, Tucson, over 200 brand new Hyundais in stock. And for a limited time, you can drive home a new Hyundai Elantra SEL Sport for just $119 a month. And when you buy a new Colonial or buy a new Hyundai at Colonial, you get 3-year complimentary maintenance plan. I am having trouble talking today. And America's best warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain, as well as Hyundai Assurance. Online 24/7 at ColonialHyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the faster, easier, better way to buy a Hyundai. See dealer for full details. All right, OG. Are you collected? Yeah. Are you ready?
Oh, I'm good. I just wanted to, compliment our coach. I guess I said the wrong thing. And
You said, what's our question today? You didn't even know what the topic was.
Because I'm trying to, I come on here and freestyle. Normally, I don't even give a damn about your topic.
We know.
I'm trying to, this is the OG trooper, I was trying to just get involved, but since y'all want me in there, Anyway, here's got to do. And Ike, I ain't like Yoshi. Ain't no drool coming down my mouth and all that. I just think you need to let the people know that Mike Quick dresses you. That's all I need to say. That's all. That's it. I'm
Mike,
thank
you. Listen. Those threads are in the back of the closet, man. They just need a reason to be brought out. They're in there, man. Yeah. They're in there. They just need a reason to be brought out, man.
Yeah, no, just don't bring that other one out that you use the blue chews with. With the strap and
the hammer is real, for real.
Yeah.
That's the robe. He wouldn't wear the robe on NBC Sports Philly, the velvet robe.
Go ahead, man. Go.
Yeah, talk about football.
Hey, man, Nick Sirianni, I thought he should have gotten some votes for Coach of the Year. I'm not hearing a lot of it. And I'm just saying, just if you look at the maceration and how he rebound from when this season was what looked like it had some, some cheeks in it and everything. But to come out and to finish up like he did, turning this defense around, none of us thought we were going to have a defense at this level. All I was asking is just don't give up 30 points, So, I want to commend him on that.
And then just going into this game, all we got to do is win the OG Wave 4-point system. You know what I'm saying?
Remind us of what those are.
Oh, you made him remind us. All right, go ahead.
Y'all ready? Y'all ready?
Yeah.
Okay. This week in football, the OG Wave 4-point system, Spike, Ike, Jack, who do you think will win the battle up front? Offensive line, Eagles O-line against the Washington Commodores D-line. Who do you think will win that battle?
I would take the Eagles offensive line.
Yes.
Okay. So the Commodores D-line against the Eagles O-line.
Are we doing Commodores on purpose?
Same question.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right.
I'm sorry. Back the other way then. The
yes.
Commodores O-line against the Eagles D-line, who do you think will win that battle?
Eagles D-line.
Yeah, whatever side Jalen Carter's on, I'm taking for the foreseeable future.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, here's a big one here. Which team you think will rush the ball more effectively?
Well, the Eagles.
Yeah, I would take the Eagles. I do think that Jalen injury does take, if it's an injury, does put that part at risk overall.
Yeah.
You know, Saquon would still be great. But if he can't run, you know, that our rushing attack, you know, luckily they'll know going into the game how they're going to structure the game and what Jalen's ability will be. But I would still, I would take the side that Saquon's on.
Okay. And then lastly, which quarterback would turn the ball over the least?
I don't know. Your guy gave it away, tried to give it away twice last week. So
right, but he didn't. So
well, the safety was a giveaway. It doesn't count as a turnover, but it's a turnover.
There you go.
Well, it's a turnover. It's a turnover. It's a turnover. It's a turnover.
Don't let me slap you, Spike.
It's a turnover. I mean, okay. It's basically a turnover.
I mean, it's a good 4-point system. It's a good 4-point system. It is.
Yeah. Okay.
Now, Spike's right, though, when it comes to the rushing aspect. If Jalen can't run, then how much, you know what? For the first time, we may be in a neck and neck sort of rushing battle when you add in Daniels' running ability to go along with Robinson and Eckler. Like, you know, their quarterback can run, even though he doesn't do it a whole lot. I think he was there. Was he their leading rusher? Or at least was their second leading. Or he might have been their second. I know he was at least their second leading rusher. So I'm just saying, if Jalen can't provide those rushing yards for us, then it means it puts it all on Saquon and Kenny Gainwell.
Right. That's why I'm giving the Commanders that point. So basically, yeah.
So 3 out of 4. So you're giving us 3 out of 4.
Right. We'll win it 3-1.
Okay.
You know, and we are off to the Super Bowl, baby. You know? And then it goes down there because, you know, Patrick Mahomes, you know, they're going to make sure he gets in there so that they can say, you know, the brother thing again, you know, you know what I mean? Even though we still haven't had the first Super Bowl with two black quarterbacks because I think Patrick got a little bit too much creamer in the sugar.
Oh,
in the
coffee, God.
You know what I'm saying?
God.
So, yeah, I'm just saying.
All right.
You know what I mean?
Now, OG, I'm going to ask you next question just so you can say yourself. But for the Coheed and Cambria tickets for next question today, give us a breakthrough performance.
Oh, yeah. OG Way on Knowledge Without College.
There you go.
At 7.
No. You're not promoting your show. We're going to dump that next time.
Justin's show.
Yeah, Justin's show. The real question is, because Knowledge Without College, OG Wade show, is everywhere, right? The question is, if we are in New Orleans for the Super Bowl, is Knowledge Without College represented by Justin or OG? Who ends up being there? There's no doubt Justin will be there.
Oh, Justin will be there, yeah.
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 Do you think he'll be on Radio Row wandering around?
I'll see him out of the corner of my eye.
So we always mention Justin. OG Wade has a producer named Justin, who is an unassuming young man, always very polite. But everywhere you look, sort of, you see, like everywhere we go.
Yeah, he was at the pregame show Sunday.
Yeah, he's there somehow, always.
Yep.
And I don't think knowledge.
Lurking.
I don't think Knowledge Without College is paying a full time salary. So I don't know what Justin does, how he has the ability to go everywhere. But
when you get to work with such a talent like OG, you know that pays for itself.
Yeah.
You learn so much. The 4-point system.
Yeah.
That for free.
I may come for money.
Who, Justin?
Yeah.
Yeah, independently wealthy?
Yeah, who knows? Well, his parents could be, I don't know.
Maybe some good stock trading. Maybe he's a crypto guy.
Crypto, bro?
Yeah, maybe he's a crypto.
Would it surprise you?
Nothing would surprise me.
Well, he's clearly not doing it for money.
No, I don't think so.
And he's happy with it.
Maybe for fame.
So it must be that, well, certainly to be noticed. Yes,
yeah,
yes.
For
he's
sure.
certainly on the OG train to stardom.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. Slowing down, by the way, the OG train.
Yeah.
He peaked 2 years ago.
Yeah, I would say, I think that's
he
fair.
Peaked?
Yeah, I think he peaked.
Yeah, he peaked.
He peaked with the Jalen Super Bowl year.
Super Bowl year?
Yeah.
Well.
Now he's been exposed. Now there's OGs, right. You know.
Yeah,
no,
listen, I hear you. It's tough when your guy isn't necessarily, like, I don't know if OG has been exposed as much as maybe Jalen isn't as good
as he
right
thought he
now.
Was
yeah,
be.
So,
right.
You know, now it's more or less when you don't have the player there for you to brag about. It's hard for you to continue that. So he's constantly pivoting and figuring out ways to sort of.
You do have some experience in hitching your train to
Tell
one specific player and not working out the way you wanted it to.
Tell me about it.
Yeah.
Still scarred by that 2020 season.
Then as well you should be.
I tell you what, though. Here's what I'll tell you real quick before we go to break.
Mm-hmm.
The end of the 2019 season, Fritzy, when the Bronco was bucking to get him to the playoffs, that was my high water mark.
It was a good moment.
Yeah, that was. Now, I died when Clowney hit him in the back of the head.
Oh, the fake concussion.
Yeah, he died. The fake concussion.
The undiagnosed concussion.
Yeah, it died then. But I'm just saying, leading up to the end to get him into the playoffs with no receivers, I was on the top of the mountain, man.
Yeah, you had made your comeback.
Yes.
From the Super Bowl with Nikki. And got you.
Yep.
All right.
And then it died.
You had a good run. Uh, 215-592-9494. Is this the best coaching job in Philly sports history? Coming up next, we are joined for one full hour, Tuesdays with Elliot. Elliot Shore Parks hopefully has some sort of update, maybe, on Jalen's knee.
Yeah, do some work.
And Quinyon Mitchell's shoulder. Yeah, you want insider of the year or what? We're going to have to give it to McManus. Doesn't even work for ESPN. We're going to have to give it to him? What are we doing here? All right, Elliot's next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.